All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brandon Ayuk, did the Patriots get lucky? Did they dodge a bullet with the start that he's off to? It's 11 catches for 119 yards, no touchdowns. He's been targeted a lot, hasn't been productive. Other Niners weapons, specifically last week against the Rams, went down. No Deebo Samuel, no George Kittle. They haven't had McCaffrey all year. And guys like Juwan Jennings are flashing more than Brandon Ayuk, who just got a massive contract from the Niners. The Patriots offered him an even massiver contract, $80-plus million, reportedly. Did the Patriots luck out here by not getting Brandon Ayuk based on how he's playing?
Kelly Gruber's a great one.
Oh, I love Kelly Gruber. That's a good call. I say no, and I'm very much swept up in the recency bias, and that would tell you that Ayuk's been bad. They got away with one. But I still think he's going to return to form. He's very much in the prime of his career. He's still in his 20s. Like, I think Ayuk's going to be good for a while. He's coming off back-to-back really successful years where he was the Niners' leading receiver. So, and I even said this at the time, as much as I wanted him, and as much as I knew that if you're going to get him, you're going to have to overspend, he's not in that top tier of wide receivers. You know, there's probably 6, 7, maybe even 8 guys that are without a doubt better than him. Everybody else, I feel like there's kind of an argument for, but there's not an argument that he'd be the number one receiver here. And he'd be a guy that would be perfect for Drake May. Like, these rookie quarterbacks need stud receivers. Look at Jalen Hurts. Look at Tua Tagovailoa. Look at Josh Allen. Like, on down the line, Drake May doesn't have one. And it's funny, most people say, oh, the offensive line would get him killed, that's why he can't play. Okay. But after the Monday night game where the Commanders looked really good and Jaden Daniels looked really good, the thing we kept getting on the text line was, Drake May doesn't have a Terry McLaurin. I like Terry McLaurin, but if you have a Brandon Ayuk, it's the same thing.
I think Ayuk greater than McLaurin, yeah.
I thought so too going into the year, but I mean, McLaurin is really good, and he's been doing it with bad quarterbacks, as somebody on Twitter pointed out.
Yeah, that's true. Our buddy Matt pointed out he's had 4 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons with trash quarterbacks.
He's
so
right.
Fair point.
Yeah. You could argue Brandon Ayuk hasn't had a good quarterback either.
But not that bad.
No, that's a different one. But no, just because he's off to a slow start, he also missed camp. So I wonder how much of it is that. Like, he's not hitting the ground running because he's still kind of knocking the rust off.
Okay, so I think there's something to that. But that also goes back to, were you really going to pay Brandon Ayuk that kind of money? What level of player is he? Is he truly an elite player? And is there like a weird off-field thing that you don't necessarily want to dabble in? I'd hold my nose and do it. The Patriots have no talent at wide receiver, and you're not good enough to play the game where we can't bring in a diva wide receiver.
I was going to overpay Calvin Ridley, so I'm certainly going to overpay Brandon Ayuk.
I know, but overpaying Ridley was like $50 million guaranteed. Yeah. This was $80-plus million guaranteed.
I'm not all that worried
about
it.
I agree. I'd rather have the better player. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Ayuk greater than McLaurin
and Ridley?
They're both greater than Ridley. Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is McLaurin greater than Ridley?
Yeah. I like Ridley, but like McLaurin's pretty consistent.
I'd probably agree with that.
Yeah.
You have to worry about
you're down on Terry McLaurin. This is the news of the day.
Don't have to worry about
like
him
like Terry McLaurin
popped in a gambling. Oh, McLaurin sucked the first 2 weeks of the year. Does that
scary Terry? Well, Ayuk sucked the first 3 weeks.
Okay, but I'm just saying McLaurin literally has had one game, which is one more.
No. Ayuk. Well, if you're just talking about the season,
yes,
but he's also had four consecutive 1,000-yard years with garbage quarterbacks.
No, fair.
Okay.
Ayuk is off to a slow start. 11 catches, 119. I was about to say CeeDee Lamb also held out, also off to a slow start. Is it fair to say a man with 13 catches, 218 yards? And a touchdown plus added rushing production, 3 carries for 25 yards. Is it fair to say CeeDee Lamb is off to a slow start? I think he is.
Compared to what CeeDee Lamb was last year, he is. Last year, CeeDee Lamb led the league with 135 catches, had 1,700 yards. So CeeDee Lamb averaged 103 yards a game.
Yeah, he also
so
scored.
So he hasn't even had a 100-yard game yet, and yet he averaged that last season. So. And he had like a touchdown just about every game.
No. He scored a touchdown in every game from November 12th on. There was not a receiving touchdown against Buffalo. He had a rushing touchdown against Buffalo on December 17th. He scored.
He had 14 touchdowns.
He scored every week from November 12th on. And he had two against the Rams. I mean, he basically scored every week once the calendar flipped to Halloween.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're grading it on the CeeDee Lamb curve, he's off to a slow start. If you told me another receiver has these numbers, you'd be like, oh, good start. Like,
do you think you brought up Kelsey, not to get too far
washed.
Away from our topic, but okay. Do you think Kelsey's washed or you think Kelsey falls into he didn't hold out.
No.
But he was, you know, maybe not in the best of shape or training the same way he has in the past because he's out with Taylor Swift on the award show circuit. He's filming commercials. He's doing podcasts. He's got a million other things going on. You think Kelsey's washed, or do you think Kelsey is knocking rust off like Ayuk and maybe CeeDee Lamb?
Washed. And so the big difference, he's like 10 years older than those other two. Eight to 10 years older than those other two.
Right,
the
you can't be washed at 25. Brandon
I don't
Ayuk,
think they're
right?
washed. Yeah, they need to like knock the rust off. I think both of those guys are going to be fine. They're also, in the case of Lamb and Ayuk, both coming off of career years. Travis Kelce's not. Travis Kelce snapped his 1,000-yard season last year. Now, I think he was in the 900s. But last year, he showed signs of it. You know, he also had a career low in yards per catch.
I did not.
So he was doing a lot closer to the line of scrimmage. Like, he's always open.
He also was incredible in the playoffs again.
Incredible.
Incredibly important when they really needed
it. So I wonder if he still has that in him. You know, it's sort of like a basketball player that averages like 15 a game in the regular season. Then you're like, yeah, but in the playoff, like, he's nice. Like, watch out for him. Like, he still got it in him. Like, maybe that. Maybe he could have flashes in the playoffs. But, yeah, I don't think he's going to be super productive during the regular season. And eventually he's going to score a touchdown, like, but he still hasn't even scored a touchdown yet this year. And Mahomes, not like forcing it to him, right? The Chiefs, I feel like I've watched the Chiefs a decent amount this year, and he'll throw to Rashee Rice, he'll throw to other guys. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster scored a touchdown last week.
We talked about Malik Nabers, most targeted player on pace in NFL history.
Yeah.
He'll be on Thursday Night Football tonight. I think Rice is almost neck and neck in terms of targets this year.
Kelce has 12 targets.
Yeah.
That's four a game for a guy that I feel like used to be a million. Like, he had, in 2022, he was targeted 152 times.
Right.
I think he's washed. I think if he wasn't washed, Mahomes would probably throw to him more.
So, I don't know if the Patriots dodged a bullet with Brandon Ayuk, but I think the lesson here is, you know, if you're going to pay for that level of receiver, do you want to way overpay for a guy who would be your number one, but not necessarily a number one? And Ayuk is talking about how defenses are playing him differently. I just read a quote today, Pro Football Talk. He says, they're defending me a bit different than last year. They know what we want to do, what we like to do, meaning me and Purdy especially. And so without Debo, without McCaffrey, maybe they're able to focus on that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's limited Ayuk as well. And the only reason I even bring that up is because he wouldn't have those guys here. He wouldn't have the other weapons here. He wouldn't have the other guys to take away. And Ayuk may be a product of that. It's a great offense. It's a great scheme with Kyle Shanahan. With a million other weapons, Debo,
yep.
Kittle, McCaffrey. And so if he can't produce when those guys are out in San Fran, how would he produce with those guys out here? I think that's a fair question. We don't know the answer.
No.
But I think that's a fair question.
No, we don't know. You'd have to hope that he is the Steph Diggs, right? Like, Steph Diggs goes to Buffalo. He's the only show in town where before, you know, he and Thielen were a good combo. He goes to Buffalo. He's the only guy and dominates. You know, so that's what you would have to hope for with Brandon Ayuk. I also think for the other guys in the Patriots, not to talk them up because we've kind of criticized them quite a bit. But doesn't Jalen Polk and Pop Douglas and Hunter Henry all look a lot better when none of them are the number one?
Yeah,
I mean, you would hope. I mean, that'd be the hope, the trickle down. And just, I think you would have a better chance of at least knowing what kind of potential Drake May would have.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You said this earlier in reverse, but you said, you know, the Red Sox were like the Patriots if he's added a number one.
Yeah.
They went right. If you got an ace for the Red Sox,
or
if you got a number
two
one,
or three, like, pretty good.
Everything slots in properly. Uh-huh. And no, I think that's fair. You'd feel a lot differently about Jalen Polk. You'd feel a lot differently about Pop Douglas. You wouldn't have Kendrick Bourne in that scenario because he would have gone out for Brandon Ayuk. But that's what the Patriots' receiving core needs. And how are they going to find that guy? But did they have to take the swing on Ayuk? No, they didn't have to. And so
like, who's the next one, I guess, is the question. There always is.
So right far, he hasn't been productive. Yeah, who's the next one? Good
now,
question.
Now, fewer of these top receivers
Chase,
are making it
Higgins,
to free agency. You'd have to look at Cincinnati.
No, Higgins is going to be a free agent.
But where
they're not
going
to pay him.
But I like Higgins. I like all these guys. But, like, now Higgins, you're really sliding down.
Higgins,
like, if Ayuk isn't top 10, and if McLaurin's not top 10, like, Higgins isn't top 10.
No, definitely not.
Not top 20.
Yeah.
And he's good, and maybe he has the chance to be a true number one somewhere else, but that's the thing is Ayuk and Ridley aren't the perfect player, but the other guys weren't coming available, right? Like CeeDee Lamb, if he became available, sure. If Ja'Marr Chase becomes available, absolutely. But I think – actually, I don't know what Cincinnati's going to do. Like, do you think they end up re-signing him?
I think they end up paying Chase, not Higgins, but that's a guess. And they haven't paid Chase yet. They also have
Jefferson
tons of time left
and
on
Lamb and some of these guys, like A.J. Brown, like they've all signed big
Amon-Ra.
Deals. Like, yeah, Amon-Ra's a good one. Like, those guys have all stayed put. So I don't know how low on this top 20 list do you have to go to find somebody who's going to spin free.
So again, are they lucky? Did they dodge a bullet? Maybe not. But is Ayuk getting a little exposed with, well, number one, no offseason, and number two, less talent around him with all the injuries in San Fran? Maybe.
I think he has a big game this weekend.
Do you?
Yeah.
Does he get the Gonzo treatment? And what does, what does that even mean?
Or do they overreact to the Jennings game and they stick Gonzo on Jennings?
No,
they
It'll be Gonzalez.
Put him on Ayuk,
I would think. Yeah. As much as they have a guy trail him around. He's not Patrick Sertan following your receiver all over the field.
Plus, it looks really good for the Patriots, like, if they shut him down. It's like, hey, we missed out on him. But, like, did we, though?
That's a good point.
Right? If they shut him down and he does nothing, and we're like, all right, guys, maybe we...
He stinks.
We made the right move. It's like, yeah, but you wanted
him. You gave him 80-plus million.
You can have it both ways.
No, we didn't like him. We shut him down. Yep. He's easy to take away. Here's 80 million.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.